This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're kicking off Hour 3, Wednesday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Gardner Goldsmith with the gentleman.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. So what happens when you give police officers a whole lot of money and turn them loose in a strip club? What do you think happens?
I can't imagine that's good.
They protect law and order?
Yes, that's right. They want to protect and serve themselves with lap dances and alcoholic drinks. According to azcentral.com, Tampa, Florida, Hillsborough County vice officers spent $6,400 for more than 90 lap dances.
Wow. Hey.
Drinks, as well as tips, in an investigation into nudity and liquor law violations.
An investigation? I wonder if they were able to find out whether there really is sex in the champagne room.
Shoot, they're going to pay me that. I'll start my own strip club with a bunch of women just to get that 64 grand. Man, they can investigate us anytime.
Apparently, this is, it was 6,400, not 6,400.
Oh, 6,400.
But nonetheless,
come change.
Still taxpayer dollars being spent at, it wasn't even a strip club, apparently, it was a adult bikini bar. And by the way, this investigation wasn't just 1 month or anything. This was a two-year-long investigation, or so they call it. Sheriff David G. says, quote, "Sometimes that's what it takes to get rid of the problems. A lot of attention," he said of the investigation into Lil Tootsie's nightclub.
I don't think Lil Tootsie's is really suffering from all the attention. They're probably enjoying the attention.
I love it. "Honey, are you going out to work again?" "Ah, yeah, big project, honey, big project. It'll be over in a couple years."
Classified. Can't tell you about it. G said vice detectives first targeted the club, which features bikini-clad women available for private dance sessions, in February 2004, after deputies responded to numerous calls ranging from violence to DUI arrests. Hillsborough Bikini Bars...
Classy joint.
Hillsborough Bikini Bars can serve alcohol as long as they don't allow nudity. Sheriff's detectives sought 41 misdemeanors.
I bet these bikinis are mighty skimpy.
I bet they are. Detectives sought 41 misdemeanor nudity charges against 15 dancers at the club, but were unable to identify another 34 dancers because they, I don't know, were they not close enough in their lap dance?
Didn't look at their faces.
You need tactile. I only know from feel.
Detectives brought, can you imagine that in the courtroom? "Well, ma'am, I'm going to have to touch you in order to make sure."
Do you see her here in the courtroom? No, but I can tell you from, it was about a double D, I think. plastic, yeah.
Detectives apparently bought 7 lap dances from a dancer named Cherry, but never bothered to identify her, according to records. The agency recently asked county commissioners to revoke the club's special permit to serve alcohol. A vote is set for November. The owner of the property is suing to stop the revocation process, saying the company was not given enough notice about the county hearing, blah, blah, blah.
And Neil Diamond music will be played, "She Got the Way to Movement, Cherry," at the courthouse.
It's just amazing, isn't it? I mean, $6,400 is what they spent here in order to so-called investigate this bikini bar. Is this really, really what you want your police doing with their time? Are you feeling protected and served yet?
And what exactly are they trying to prevent? People engaging in
consensual
non-violent
activity.
Consensual activity?
Yeah. Apparently.
Well, the law is the law, Gardner, and this is a nation of laws, and the law says that if you are running a bikini bar, you can only serve alcohol if there's no nudity.
Now,
why it is they made this law, I don't know. It's just what? To control people?
Can you not understand that, Mr. Goldsmith? The law says they can't do that. Well, how about questioning the law?
Oh,
where are you from?
Yeah.
New Hampshire. Go back!
Bikini,
we don't want you.
Bikini club. I'm thinking maybe it's some sort of a law to protect the strip clubs? I mean, where did this come from?
No, this originally came after the strip clubs because the strip clubs were showing naked women and they didn't want them to be able to serve alcohol in a joint, I don't know why, in a joint where there were actually all nude women. In Hillsborough County, they do have the all nude rule.
Wait. So strip clubs can't serve alcohol either?
Strip clubs, they could when I went there, but they can't now, apparently. There was a big problem as far as strip clubs went in Tampa about 2 years ago.
Wait. Are you saying you went to a strip club?
Yeah, I went to. I
just want to get that straight now. I don't know if I can stick around you guys. I don't know.
Well, if that's the case, I've never been.
It was a bachelor party. What do you want from me?
I know. You know.
It was an insane moment in time.
It's fun. Well, you said you'd never turn down an opportunity to go to a strip club, Mark.
I have never turned down.
You said you would never turn down an opportunity.
I probably said that on air, just being a jerk.
Oh, okay.
It's $20 to get in. I'm not that interested.
I got to tell you guys, I had a lot of muscle problems for a long time. I had a lot of torn muscles and things like that, and had to do a lot of physical therapy, try to get back. It was really hard. I couldn't even barely walk upstairs. It was really, really bad. And I was like a track runner and stuff like that in high school for a little while, and did a lot
That's tough.
Marathon. Yeah. So, but it was interesting because. After a while, I'm working with these doctors. They're giving me immunosuppressants to reduce my immune system so it's not attacking my body and stuff like that. And then I'm starting to build back up, doing PT, swim therapy, and stuff like that. The doctors suggest that I take shots of pure testosterone, right? They give me a prescription.
Why?
I go pick it up to increase my muscle building capability.
Oh, okay.
Right? They want to get me into a... Well, anyway, so I pick up the prescription, and it's this thick yellow fluid. It looks like amber. It's in this tube, and I bring it to the doctor's office, and I didn't even see it first. I brought it to the doctor's office. They had me pick it up at, Walmart Pharmacy or whatever, bring it in, and then I get into the little nurse's room, and she goes, okay, now there are a few things I have to tell you about this before I give you this injection. I said, okay. She goes, first thing is, it's thick. And I said, all right, yeah.
What's that mean?
Yeah, she goes, well... I mean, it's really thick. I have it under my arm to loosen up right now to warm it up. Okay. She goes, well, since it's so thick, we have to use the largest needle we have, the widest capacity. And she goes, and you have no idea how hard I have to push this to get it into you. And she's saying it like that. She's like clenching her fist. I'm like, She goes, okay, lie down, relax. Oh, she goes, I have to put it in the biggest muscle you have, too, which is my rear end.
Right, that's your gluteus.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, she goes, okay, lie down, relax. So I lie down, I'm like, so she's tapping my rear end, right? She's like, oh, no, you're much too tight. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, right.
So she does it, no problem, everything's fine. And I said, okay, is there anything I should remember about this? She goes, well, and so I'm like, should I stay out of the sun? She goes, no, you might want to get into the sun because it could make you break out. And she goes, and you have no idea what this is going to do to your libido. And I said, well, I already have a pretty high libido as it is. She goes, you have no idea. I was like, well, I'm going to a bachelor party in 3 days. She goes, you might not want to go. Are you going to a strip club? And I was like, yeah, we're supposed to go to this club. She goes, you really might not want to go.
Really?
And she goes, if you go, you make sure you have people next to you.
To hold you back?
Yeah. And it was the weirdest thing. It was the strangest thing.
So
I never
go?
Yeah, I went, and we had a blast. My friend Darren was getting married, and we had a great time. But we spent so much money that the girls were lining up to get over to our area, and they gave us a standing ovation when we left. It was the funniest thing.
That's
I was
hilarious.
Like throwing money out, like I was like, "Wah!"
Did you really feel a difference?
Yeah, I can't even tell you what it was like. As though, and I still look at women differently now. I notice women even more now than I did before.
Wow,
I can't help it. It's the
changed
weirdest
your brain
thing.
Chemistry.
It did something to me. It's really really weird. Obviously. You're not aggressive or anything like that. It's just you appreciate women. It's a strange sort of thing.
Look at them all day long.
Yeah, and I'm a really shy guy. I have a very hard time approaching women and stuff like that. But silently, you're sitting there going like, wow, man, I keep noticing all these girls. This is crazy. So it's weird.
Yeah, I think I can sort of imagine what you're talking about. If I go without for a little while, then I'll start noticing that. Noticing that I'm paying more attention to women,
you're turning
the female
and looking.
Form.
Yeah.
And it's not as overt as I think it probably would have been for you. It's more subtle for me. Like I'll just sort of notice after a little while, after looking at women more, I'll think to myself, I'm a little more interested than I normally am at this point.
Oh,
so
I
that
know
must
why.
Have, that must have been you times like 100. You must have had that times 100.
And that said, I'm at this stage where you are. You got to be very careful when you talk about these things in public because people are like, wow, he's sexually aggressive or something like that. And there was a woman, and I'm not going to go into details, there was a woman who approached me because of my role in radio. And later I found out she was trying to depict me as a romantic predator.
A romantic predator?
Even though I had MP3 files and stuff that she had sent to me and all these things. I was like, oh, my God.
I want to know what a romantic predator is.
Well, I'm trying to
phrase it that way. I'm trying to be nice. You know.
Come back with more. 800-259-9231. This is your show. He's strewn petals around my house. We're coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is September 27, 2006. Gold opened at $595.50, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $627.78. Again, that's $627.78 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, war on terrorism, the economical climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover tax liabilities. Bankruptcies continue to weaken our financial institutions. Midas is offering the 2007 Red Book, a guide for U.S. gold and silver coins. Many of you are considering getting involved, but before you purchase precious metals, pick up a copy for reference at 1-800-686-2237. Or to evaluate the position you have already accumulated, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Gardner Goldsmith. Thank you, gentlemen.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. We've got the map, the listener map. Over 1,500 of our listeners from around the world have taken the time to plot themselves with a little digital pushpin on our listener map at map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to it as well. And like everything else on our website, It is totally free. Once again, that's map.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Well, I have a very, very bizarre story. One unlike I've never even heard before.
Okay.
This is so strange, and I'm looking forward to your guys, you guys' thoughts.
I can only imagine.
All right. And your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. The story is entitled, Guard Families Cope in Two Dimensions. Flat Daddy Cutouts Ease Longing.
Yes, I've seen these.
Oh, wow.
From the Boston Globe. Maine National Guard members in Iraq and Afghanistan are never far from the thoughts of their loved ones, but now, thanks to a popular family support program, they're even closer. Welcome to the Flat Daddy and Flat Mommy phenomenon, in which life-size cutouts of deployed service members are given by the Maine National Guard to spouses, children, and relatives back home.
Yes, I've seen a news story on this, and I don't know, is it that bad of an idea?
It's disturbing and weird, and we can look at like how bad of an idea it is in a moment. Let me give you some more information here. The flat daddies ride in cars, sit at the dinner table, visit the dentist, and even are brought to confession, according to significant others on the home front. Kay Judkins of Caribou, Maine, says, quote, I prop him up in a chair, or sometimes put him on the couch and cover him up with a blanket.
What about conjugal visits?
It's
a little freaky to think about.
I imagine they probably get kisses on a pretty regular basis.
Ay, ay, ay.
Her husband, Jim, is a minesweeper mechanic in Afghanistan. Hmm. Quote, the cat will curl up on the blanket and it looks kind of weird. I've tricked several people by that. They think he's home again. At the request of relatives, about 200 flat daddy and flat mommy photos have been enlarged and printed at the State National Guard headquarters in Augusta. The families cut out the photos, which show the guard members from the waist up, and glue them to a $2 piece of foam board. So you don't even get the whole picture. You get half a daddy. Get daddy's torso.
It is strange.
Sergeant First Class Barbara Claudel, the state family support director who began the program, said the response from guard families has been giddily enthusiastic. She says, quote, if there's something we can do to make it a little easier on the families, then that's our job and our responsibility. It brings them a little bit closer and might help them somewhere down the line.
All right, well, sounds like, these people seem to like it, but budgetarily, how is that?
Oh, well, I don't really care about the budget. I mean, really, it's not going to cost too much money to print out a picture and put it on a piece of foam board. I'm not going to complain about the money in this particular case. Yeah. I just think it's a little bit weird. Like, okay, I understand. It's got to be tough for kids to have dad or mom go away to the military. I mean, beyond the fact that mom and dad could get killed at some random point, that's enough to be concerned with. But is this really an appropriate way, like a psychological response here, to tote around a cardboard version of dad, put him in the back seat of the car? I mean, there's a photo on this article, and I'm going to post it on the BBS after the show's over, so you can see this for yourself. With two kids sitting in the back seat with this cutout of their dad sitting between them, and it's just, this is strange to me.
Do you think it's strange for a child to have a loved stuffed animal that they carry around with them all the time? Perhaps they talk to it, sleep with it at night, that kind of thing?
No, not necessarily.
I don't think it's any different than some kid having Mr. Slippers, with them at night to keep them from having bad dreams.
But you know that Mr. Slippers is a stuffed animal, and this is a cutout of your father.
You know that dad's away, and then here's a life-size picture that they towed around.
I figure I kind of look at it as, a pretty picture you'd have on your refrigerator. It's just bigger, and just
But sitting it at the dinner table?
Well, yeah, that is a little
It
odd,
reminds
yeah.
you that daddy's, still thinking about you.
Yeah.
No,
it
doesn't.
I see it that way.
No, it doesn't do that. I mean, look, I would like to know what you think of this at 800-259-9231. I can't even imagine what it would be like to be in one of these families and have a cardboard I think I would think it was weird as a kid. But this is supposed to be helping people cope. Let me continue. This again, the bureaucrat who put the program together. This is my motto, she says. Deployment isn't a big thing. It's a million little things. These families go through a lot. While most families stay in touch with their guardsmen by email, snapshots, and video phone, the cutouts are unusual. John Goheen, a spokesman for the National Guard Association of the United States, says it's a novel approach. It's to remind the kids that this guy and this woman is still a part of your life, that this is what they look like, and this is how big they are. Huh.
Well,
in case you've forgotten, I mean, wait, how is this reminding you that this person is a part of your life? Isn't that kind of, I think this is sick in a way.
Well,
like,
it's sick that
Daddy's not a part of your life. He's over thousands of miles away, halfway across the world. Sorry, he's not a part of your life anymore.
Look.
And the cardboard cutout isn't making it better.
It's sick that Daddy and Mommy are over in some foreign land fighting a war that doesn't make any sense. I'll give you that. But I don't see any reason why the kids shouldn't have a cardboard cutout to remind them that Daddy and Mommy are going to be, or Mommy are going to be back. And that, you know, they're thinking about
then
them right
now. What happens if Daddy and Mommy don't come back? What happens if they die in the dirt in Iraq? Then what? Are you going to have your kids, like, holding on to this thing like a security blanket for the rest of their lives? I mean, when they're 18 years old, are they going to be graduating high school with flat daddy sitting in the, you know, the graduation row? I mean, how far are you going to take this?
The comfort that it provides could also turn into a very problematic situation if something were to happen. That's absolutely right. It's a strange thing to think of. I'm not going to put myself in their situation, obviously, because I can't. But I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, let me give you some
more.
If
I had a loved one who was out there.
Claudelle says she heard about the Flat Daddy idea while attending a national conference of the Guard in Maine. The initiative began about 8 months ago when Flat Daddies were offered as part of the deployment of B Company, 3rd Battalion, blah, blah, blah. Now when units are mobilized, the Guard organizes Flat Daddy parties, in which families can meet one another while receiving instructions on assembling the photos. Judkins said the cutout has been a comfort since her husband was deployed in January. Quote, "He goes everywhere with me. Every day he comes to work with me.
That's too much.
I just bought a new table from the Amish community." I didn't know they were in Maine. That's interesting. "And he sits at the head of the table. Yes, he does." This is the quote from this woman. "He goes everywhere with me? You are a nut job. If you're carrying a cardboard cutout of a family member around with you because you can't handle having him go off across, you know, across the seas to war, look, I'm sorry and everything that Daddy's overseas, but isn't this a little bit psychotic?"
And doesn't it say something about how she takes him to confession? with her, they go to confessional. Or
some people,
like that.
I don't know if it's this woman, but yeah, some people do. In the car, her husband's image sits behind the driver's seat so Judkins can keep an eye on him.
Oh,
a third grade class writes to him as their adopted guardsman, and Judkins even brought her husband's cutout, which she calls Slim Jim, because he's not, apparently, to confession at the local church. When asked what her husband had to confess, Judkins laughed. That's private. This is like almost like having a secret friend or something. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. That means you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Gardner Goldsmith.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. The bulletin board system included over 130,000 posts for you to surf around through, over 1,200 people interacting, and it is all free for fun. It's free, it's fun, and there's serious issues being discussed there as well. You find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. So, still to come here tonight, if we get a chance, we're going to talk about another trans fat ban. But still talking about these flat daddies. Just one of the most bizarre stories that I've come across, I think, in recent months. Apparently, the Maine National Guard has been printing out photos of guardsmen, life-size photos, from the waist up, apparently. And then they've been giving them to families. Families have been taping them onto foam board, and they've made what they call flat daddies and flat mommies. And apparently, people are carrying these things around with them to work and to confessional and to restaurants, and it just seems like a weird mental illness to me. This idea that somehow a flat piece of cardboard with a photo of a loved one is going to somehow help kids and moms and dads cope with the fact that their loved one is thousands of miles away. It just seems bizarro to me.
It's a weird attachment. It's a strange attachment. I can't understand it. I I just can't.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. If it makes them happy, fine.
Oh, no, I understand and everything. It makes them happy, fine, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to critique it as being, like, questionable as far as, like, from a... I'm not a psychologist or anything, but just looking at this and thinking about, like, the kind of effects this could have on a young person's mind. Heck, the kind of effects it's having on this woman that they're interviewing, this, the wife of one of these guys, she apparently puts her husband's image behind her driver's seat so she can keep an eye on him.
I don't know. You know, it's one of these things, if you were to have a nice big picture of somebody that you loved and you had it up in your house, framed, or, you know, the military was sending you a poster or something like that, you know, how great that would be. And you'd want to look at it all the time and think about that person who's gone, and the sentimentality behind it and the feelings that are there must be just overwhelming. But it could be fun too, in a way, like, hey, great, you know, post little things that he said, or things, you know, letters by him,
by the picture,
like, yeah,
put a baseball glove on his hand and throw balls at him.
Yeah,
what are you gonna do with this?
But it is,
I just think it could be damaging.
I can't imagine. Yeah, that next step does seem, you know, again, I can't put myself in their place, but it does seem a little unusual.
It's certainly a step, I'll give you that.
I could see,
and at some point or another the steps are going to become psychotic.
Right, I can see having a nice picture of Dad blown up and put up on the mantle above the fireplace or something like that. That way you can see him and remember him and everything. But carrying him around from place to place, buckling him into the car seat, I mean, what are you going to do? Feed him, hold food up to his mouth at dinner time? I mean, how far are you going to go with this?
That way you can ride in the carpool lane.
Jay, there you go. Now, that's an application. Jim Judkins had at least one precarious moment as a cutout when cousins tried to stuff him into a suitcase to take on a cruise. They broke his neck. But instead of expensive surgery, all the cutout needed was a little duct tape, said his wife. Cindy Branscombe of Halliwell, whose husband Colonel John Branscombe is in Afghanistan.
They took the cutout on a cruise?
Said, apparently so. It's nutty, said spouses of service members in the 240th Engineer Group often bring their flat daddies to monthly support meetings and group barbecues. See, the problem is, being separated from a loved one like this is traumatic as it is. Mm. But having them attach themselves to a cardboard cutout, I think only exacerbates the problem. Let's go to the phones to Richard in Australia on the Amplifier line. Hello, Richard.
G'day, guys. Calling from the Gimme Liberty Bar. This
fantastic
flat daddy thing, I was with it up until when it was like a teddy bear analogy. But as you pointed out, where it actually goes from there. Now, what happens if these people get, an emotional attachment to it? When the real person comes back, do they have to get some sort of flat daddy divorce? Do you have to take the flat daddy along to the counselling?
It's possible that flat daddy could actually be a better daddy. I mean, in the event that the real daddy's abusive, or he likes to get in arguments or fights.
And what happens if he's a beatnik? Is he the flat daddy-o? I mean, what's up with that? I don't know.
If he's injured in Iraq, do you have to get a pair of scissors and cut off flat daddy's legs and arms to make him match?
Yeah, the emotional attachment to it does seem to get it really extreme, doesn't it, Richard?
Very extreme.
Hey, Richard, you're from Australia, right, buddy?
Yeah.
Hey, yep. I got to tell you right now, and I don't know whether you're going to be clued in, but I have a sense you will be. I'm wearing a Radio Birdman T-shirt right now, man.
You know, I played a gig in my younger age once with Radio Birdman.
No way.
Yep.
Ah.
Yep. Can you believe that?
You got to be kidding me.
A small world. What is Radio Birdman?
Radio Birdman is probably the most legendary underground punk sort of band that came around. They were influenced by the Stooges, MC5, The Doors.
Yep.
Rob Younger of the New Christs and a bunch of other folks. They're like six members of the band. A guitarist from America who was going to med school in Australia. They hung around Sydney. They played in clubs. He was also an Air Force pilot. They did only a couple albums, and then they went their separate ways.
What made him so big? I mean, what made him?
Just the music's great. Aloha, Steve and Dano, right, my man?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A classic. They're a ripper.
And there's going to be a new race, and kids are going to start it up, brother.
Richard, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Thanks, dude.
No worries.
All right. Hey, see, he's for real.
That is great. Say hi to the folks.
You doubted that he was really from Australia.
Ah, that is great. Richard, I know you're listening right now, man. All I got to tell you is I was in Queensland traveling from Charleville to through Toowoomba over to the Gold Coast and listening to the scientists and the New Christs and all sorts of other bands, and I never really got to meet anybody who knew what I was talking about. You tied into this show. You do it.
And
yes.
how cool is it, Gardner, that Richard calling in on the amplifier line, which means he's a Pre-Talk Live amplifier.
Yeah.
How cool is it that we, with this little radio show here in America, have this international audience that not only listens to the show,
awesome.
But ponies up $3 a month to help support a radio show that's in an entire other continent away from me because he agrees so much with the content on the show. He supports us from way over there.
And there's so few places that are giving this kind of content.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Hey, Richard, I got to tell you something. I know you're listening. If you get an opportunity, please, my show is on from noon to 3 Eastern U.S. time, and you can stream it if you go to libertyconspiracy.com, libertyconspiracy.com. Please head over there.
If you scroll down our front page at freetalklive.com, you'll see Gardner's smiling face.
Ah,
right there. You click on your smiling face, and you'll go right to the Liberty Conspiracy.
You guys really set me up. Yeah, I know. I've cut my hair so much. And I'd love to have you call in, man.
I was staying away from the hair jokes.
Yeah, really. I had to do something. My girlfriend made me cut it off.
You look out, Mark, because now that you're making jokes about it, you're next.
It's got to go.
Oh, it's happening.
Oh, man.
By the way, one more thought from this Flat Daddy thing from the Boston Globe article. One of the bureaucrats says, I think it's wonderful. My flat daddy sits in my dining room all the time. He even went to Easter dinner with us at my family's house. It's just a little spooky to me. Let's go to the phones. Doug in Minnesota, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. You know, you jog my memory when you talk about the psychology of the flat daddy thing. A couple days ago, you're talking about the other psychology experiments, the prison experiment.
Yeah, Stanford Prison Experiment.
Yep. And then the Stanley Milgram is the guy who experimented with shocking people. Mark brought it up briefly.
That's what I thought.
Yep. And what they discovered, I have a psych degree, what they discovered is that people will do whatever authority tells them to do, or an astounding number of people will do it.
Yes,
Stanley
that's right.
Milgram was trying to figure out why do the German people go along with executing so many Jews? Why did they follow authority? And he was going to go to Germany and think it was something in the genes over there. So he did a little test experiment before he left and found out it was universal. Everybody follows the authority figure.
And in the case of the authority figure, you're just talking about somebody in a lab coat.
That's all it was. Someone who authoritatively says, do this, go there. It makes me nervous about liberty, which, you know, it's kind of... depressed about this, thinking about...
I want you to tell me what you're talking about when you say you're nervous about liberty. I want you to explain that coming back. Hang on, Doug. 800-259-9231. What's making him nervous about liberty? I'm confused. We'll find out. This is your show. You take control, even in these remaining moments. We got time for you. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Do you dream of being a doctor, lawyer, fireman? How about a rocket scientist or an automotive technician? There's not as much difference between the last two as you think. When I come back, it's blast off.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
Rocket scientist and auto technician. Similar? Yes. Today's automobiles are more sophisticated than Apollo 13 that took the astronauts to the moon. Outer space aside, here on Earth, there's a critical shortage of trained repair technicians. While 2 million vehicles are added to our highways each year, those with the expertise to keep them on the road decreases by 5%. The impact on automotive consumers? More expensive repairs that take longer. So encourage a young person to think scientist, think lab coat, think automotive technician. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Gardner Goldsmith. And greetings.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. And if you like what we're doing on the show, then do like Richard in Australia did. And do like over 280 of our listeners have done. And go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up, and become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Because you know that we give you everything on our website for free. All the features that that the other shows want to charge you for, we give it away up front.
Yeah.
In fact, I would argue that we have even more features that we give away for free than those other shows charge for. It's all there, freetalklive.com. And if you like, beyond the fact that, you know, you just appreciate the show, maybe you want to spread the show to other radio stations. Maybe you think more people around the world should hear the message of freedom and liberty on a nightly basis. And if so, the AMP program is the way to really put your money where your mouth is, so to speak. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details about it and how you'll get perks. You get access to classic archives. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in lines as well as the amplifier-only forum and more. All the details there at amp.freetalklive.com, and all we're asking, $3 a month.
Hey, but no access to that woman's weird porn stuff.
Oh,
no, none of that. No,
certainly not. From earlier in the show, no.
Not on this show.
I wouldn't even know where to begin the linking to that.
That's right.
But yes, amp.freetalklive.com, great way to help support the show, and it's darn affordable as well. So,
right
check
on
it out. Let's go to the phones. Let's go back to Doug in Minnesota. Doug, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, what you said, you were something like you were scared about liberty or something. What were you saying there at the end of that last segment, Doug?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm a proud amplifier myself. But what
excellent
I was saying was, you know, with this, with the Milgram experiment showing that almost everybody, and in one case 37 out of 40 people, would follow obedience, even if it's just saying, please continue, is all the guy would say. Or they're getting $4.50, you know, $24 in today's time.
And they were shocking, or what they believed
they
to
believed,
be shocking. Right.
Yes, they believed they were shocking another person who they had met in some of the experiments. and the guy would go behind a curtain, and then they'd play tape recordings of him screaming at different levels depending on how strong the shock was. And,
right.
You know, it's just outstanding what these people did. He scrapped the trip to Germany because it was he learned what he could learn, and in fact, all of the psychology has changed with ethics according to experimentation.
Yeah.
But my comment is that with this known fact about human beings, can we ever have liberty or lasting liberty? And can we ever, what kind of government, if all it takes is one guy going, follow me, you must continue, please follow me, and people will do it.
So you worry about the future of liberty given that as a human tendency.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, and it's Rich, right?
It's actually Doug.
Oh, Doug. Okay, Doug, let me ask you this. Within this, because I haven't really read this, I've heard about it, but
you should
within
read up
this, was it implied to the people who were doing the shocking that the other people had signed on voluntarily to do this?
Yeah.
Because, okay, see, and that's a tricky thing, because, for example, you have some people who are sadomasochists, and they both voluntarily agree to do something. So the question is... you know, I don't think it's
Doug,
quite
analogous.
I think
we're losing your phone, man. Thanks for the call.
Battery's dying.
Yeah, oh, shoot, man.
Sorry, he's listening.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's quite analysis to the Nazis or anything like that, in that with the Nazis, the people that they were nailing and killing and taking their private property and doing all these terrible things, burning alive and so on and repressing, they weren't voluntarily getting involved. So I don't know if it's quite analogous, but to pick up that strain, if it is...
Now, if when you say it's voluntary, at some point or another, the gentleman
right.
began saying,
the screaming,
stop.
Yeah, please stop. Okay. And that's excellent to remember. Okay. So,
I don't think the people in the study knew they were going to be shocking somebody up front, but I'm not positive on that. I think they had just signed up for some study that they were
going to get, study,
that they were gonna get paid for. Yeah, it was a memory study.
Well,
because they were supposed to shock the guy if he got the memory test wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he would get the memory test wrong on purpose, so they would go ahead and shock him.
That's interesting, you know, because despite that, I think that is the danger of government, if you have governments doing things. If you have things done voluntarily on a private basis... would you run into this sort of problem? Are people too easily led by leaders? Maybe, I mean, this might sound euphemistic, but maybe what we need to do is make sure that people who espouse freedom are in positions of authority, not maybe governmental, but they can be seen as leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you do that, but it's just it's a thought.
I wonder about the term leader as far as it applying here. I don't know if it really does because, I mean, leaders aren't typically authorities. Right, leaders are people that people follow on a voluntary basis. Authorities are individuals that lord power over others.
Yeah, but see, in this case, the people were following it voluntarily. I think that's where he's having the fear, that people will voluntarily put themselves behind a governmental authority. And I think maybe what we need to do is present that alternative. I don't know if I'm expressing...
So what we want to do then is get rid of the governmental authority... period. That way they don't have any bad people to follow. I mean, they could still choose to follow a bad guy if they wanted to, but at least he wouldn't have that aura of legitimacy that government has. I think the legitimacy factor is another factor
right.
to why people will follow government's orders and do bad things in the name of government. And the same thing here, because the scientist had an aura of legitimacy. He's the guy running the study. He's the legitimate guy. And so they look to him to say, okay, well, continue. Continue shocking this person.
I think Doug despairs for the future of freedom, perhaps, because there are so many people who are willing to throw their lot behind an authority, and we are in the position of saying, no, don't do that. But it seems like what he's saying is it's a human tendency to do it.
It absolutely is.
And
it seems
to be trouble.
It's frightening, which is if we get rid of authority, then the human tendencies, and it's nullified at that point.
Well, I don't know, because can you get rid of authority given that the human tendency already exists? Is I think that it's a tautology in a way. You know, it's almost circular logic. How do you get rid of the authority if innate in human beings there is a tendency to want to turn and answer to authority? Or do we say, well, given markets and things like that, people will follow certain paradigms, but it's up to us to educate people.
I think it's also obvious that people will switch their authorities, their allegiances, on a pretty normal basis. For instance, banks. People change their banks on average every 2 years. Why? Most banks offer the same thing here and there, you know, location, zip code, whatever reason. But you create a relationship with your bank. You have a feeling towards this entity because you're giving them your money. So people and then people decide they don't like their bank for whatever reason. I want a new bank. So people change their minds, and I think that the voluntary aspect of leadership allows people to choose one leader here and then switch and choose another leader at a different time.
And also in a more libertarian America, anybody using force on another person is going to have, there's going to be real justice. Unlike today, where people are victimized twice. If there's some sort of a violent crime committed, the victim is victimized by the violent criminal in the initial portion, and then they're victimized again by the government by being forced to pay to have that violent criminal locked up, presuming they could even catch the guy in the first place. In a more libertarian America, if somebody takes a violent action, they're going to have to make restitution to the victim. So, I mean, knowing that you're going to have to pay restitution is a major deterrent to violent crime, and so therefore, even if a authority figure orders you to be violent towards another person, you may have second thoughts at that point. In the case of this study, these individuals knew they were participating in a study. They weren't going to have any, I mean, they were just administering electric shocks, and there wasn't going to be, you know, this wasn't a crime going on. It was a voluntary study. The guy volunteered to be electrically shocked. So I think there's some other factors going on there as well at the same time that, you know, aren't all being addressed.
It's very interesting. If you look at, I think one of the things to look at is look at revolutions and what happens in revolutions and
what is that?
Success.
Oh, during a revolution.
Yeah, you know, populist uprising against tyrants, that sort of thing. In the United States, I think in order to avoid, and the United States is still, you know, an open book right now, but in order to avoid the growth of government after revolution, you need people who are educated. If you're going to get a revolution, to lead it in the right direction, you need to have people who are educated in the idea that whatever system you set up, you make it as the least intrusive as possible, so that you can't get these types of leaders. And unfortunately, you know, you get constitutions. We can talk about whether or not, you know, constitutions signed by other generations are legitimate, but you get constitutions and personalities come to the fore, they disregard it, and you seem to be back where you started from with sort of a ruling political elite.
Once you have something like government created, and I'm not for the total dissolution of government, like my friend Ian, but, you know, people are going to attempt to use that kind of authority to gain power and prestige and be able to, you know, reward their friends and punish their
enemies.
And if
you give them just a little bit of authority, they'll take that and use it as a wedge point and shove in a wedge and try to make as much authority out of that as they possibly can.
They will do that.
This is what we see year after year with government. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Gardner. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Gardner Goldsmith. We appreciate having you here. And you can visit him online at libertyconspiracy.com. And you know what? We might just have you back. Everybody, have a great night. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD. Books. Music. Instruments. Periodicals. Computers. Software. Electronics. Photo. Cell phone. Office products. Home and garden. Bed and bath. Furniture. Kitchen. Pet supply. Automotive. Hardware. Apparel. Shoes. Jewelry. Grocery. Healthcare. Sports and outdoors. Toys. Games. Used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
By now,